Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we intend to remove today relates to the notion as to why prophets were sent by the Almighty. What was the need for a prophet, or what was the need for the prophets to be sent by the Almighty? Now, there are many people who think that one of the needs for sending a prophet was to make a person aware of the existence of the Almighty. And it is only through the prophets of God that we are able to become aware that there is a supreme being who has created this universe. And there are also people who think that prophets were sent in order to inform man of what good and evil is. So therefore, these are the two things which many people say are the reasons for which prophets of God are sent. Now, if we analyze both these premises and both these conclusions in the light of the Quran, we'll not find them consistent with the teachings of the Quran. The Quran very clearly says that as far as the existence of God is concerned, no prophet is required to prove it. No prophet is required to communicate this concept to man. This existence of God is found in the intuition of every person. Every person born on this earth finds God in his own intuition. And so therefore, for this, there is no need for a prophet. Similarly, as far as good and evil are concerned, these concepts also are ordained by birth. They are innately found in every person. We don't need a prophet to tell us what evil and good is. Good and evil are ordained in our own selves, in our own intuition. And the Quran explicitly says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا تَقْوَاهَا. The Almighty has implanted this awareness of good and evil in a person. And a person does not require a prophet to find out what good and evil is through him. He knows it through his own self. Now, on the other hand, what the Quran says is that the need of a prophet is twofold. There are two grounds for which a prophet is needed. Firstly, for the completion of guidance. This innate guidance which is found in a person, of course, it requires some more details. And for example, he wants to know how he should communicate with his Almighty. What are the various rituals of worship through which he should do so? So there are certain details which he needs to be communicated, and prophets of God communicate these details. And of course, they also remind people of these basic things which are found in his own intuition, and they are a source of reminder that these are the things which are found in his own intuition and he must not forget them. So this is one of the reasons for which a prophet is sent, and we can call this completion of guidance. And the second reason for which prophets of God are sent, which is mentioned in the Quran, is that they primarily communicate the truth, or there are means of communicating the truth in its ultimate form before the addressees. And such is the conclusive nature of this communication that once this is done, the addressees are left with no excuse to deny what the truth is. So this is the second need for a prophet. And a prophet is a means of conclusive communication of the truth, after which reward and punishment, of course, become something very warranted. So these are the two reasons for which prophets of God are sent, and it can be safely said that what people have derived that through prophets of God we become aware of the existence of God, and similarly through prophets of God we become aware of what good and evil are. Both these things, the Quran says, they are not what the prophets are sent for. Both these things are already known by man, and so therefore it can be concluded that people to whom the message of a prophet of God has not reached, they shall be held accountable on the day of judgment on the basis of their own awareness of God, was of course found in their intuition, and on the basis of the basics of evil and good and evil, the awareness of good and evil which is found in their intuition. So these would be the two aspects, will be the two premises on which they will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ